Legal Experts, a podcast series from Radio Verulam in association with Stowe Family Law. In episode 17, Phil Richards talks to Khalil Anwar about prenuptial agreements, grounds for divorce, remarrying a previous spouse, separation without divorce, and self-representation in a divorce case.
So, Khalil, welcome to the programme again. Lovely to have you along with us. Hope you had a good Christmas.
I did indeed. Did you?
Nice to have a break, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh. Tell me about it. Yes, we needed it, didn't we?
Yeah. To get back, it's such a shock, and it's hard to get back into the swing of things straight away, isn't it?
It is.
Now, straight into our questions. We're talking about a prenuptial agreement here. Are they actually legally enforceable? That's the question.
Yeah, so there's lots of clients who call about this, and it's quite complicated. The simple answer is no, they're not legally enforceable in this country. However, increasingly the courts are definitely taking prenuptial agreements into account. So, I mean, if you properly execute a prenuptial agreement through a lawyer, both parties are legally represented, it's incredibly likely that the courts will, in the unfortunate event of divorce, take into account what you had agreed to maybe, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, you'd entered into a prenuptial agreement. It's incredibly likely that the courts will take into account the autonomy of the parties who entered into it.
Yeah. So we're not guaranteed by any means doing something that we really intended to write at the beginning 15 years ago. It's going to be watered down probably, isn't it?
It is. However, generally speaking, you know, it depends on the prenuptial agreement. If you've got a good watertight prenuptial agreement, you've satisfied all the various criteria that you need to do in order to make it as watertight as possible, then you've got a pretty strong chance of it being taken into account by the court. If it's just a wishy-washy document, which doesn't really set out what's going to happen in the future and what your intentions are, then it's probably likely that it won't.
Now, next question. My husband has left me without stating a reason, and he says he's not coming back. Is this grounds for divorce?
So the answer is yes. I mean, ultimately, this would be unreasonable behaviour in itself. There's a big consultation going on at the moment, which essentially is to understand as to whether there is or isn't going to be the unreasonable behaviour ground moving forward, so whether you can enter into a no-fault divorce. But this particular question asks about him not giving a reason. Him not giving a reason is unreasonable behaviour. So if someone decides to walk out of a relationship, that in itself is unreasonable. So she can issue on the basis of unreasonable behaviour, as can he.
Right. Now, third question, can I get married again to the same person having divorced them? I think it's got to be yes, surely.
The answer is yes, yeah, definitely. You can. It's an unfortunate situation, but it does happen. And, you know, we often hear about people saying, well, we just fell out of love, and actually they've met again, or, you know, it sounds cliche, but things like Mamma Mia, where people just meet and actually the sparks are still there, so they want to carry on with it. And legally, they're entitled to.
This one sounds a little bit more sort of undefined to me. So I have separated from my husband, although neither of us want a divorce. Can we put in place a legal agreement that defines our shared interests?
Yeah, I mean, this is quite difficult. The answer is yes, you can. So you can enter into something called a separation agreement or a judicial separation. But, you know, ultimately, that's not going to be legally binding until you go through a divorce. So you can separate for, you know, a number of years, and it can be agreed that actually, you know, you still have a shared interest in the property, you still have a shared interest in your cars and other belongings, and you can carry on contributing towards your pension. And you can even prepare a document to set out to say, well, this is what our interests are. However, ultimately, the other party can turn around and change their position tomorrow or the year after and say, actually, I want to pursue X, Y, and Z, which is completely different from the legal agreement. So my advice would always be that if you have separated, to try and bring some finality to the matter, you would need to enter through divorce proceedings.
All right. That's absolutely fascinating, that. Right. Now, my husband wants a divorce and has moved out of the house, and I have very little money and can't afford to pay for a solicitor. Can I represent myself?
Yes, absolutely. So there's no requirement to have a lawyer represent you in this country, either a solicitor or a barrister. You can represent yourself throughout any court proceedings in this country. I mean, whether it's recommended or advisable for you to do that is a separate matter. I mean, it may be that if they do have very little money, they want to just even book in a 15-minute or a 30-minute consultation just to go through the absolute basics. And then once they know, you know, I have some clients who approach me and say, look, I don't have lots of money to be able to pay for full representation. Can I do a bit of a pay-as-you-go service? So if I need help on something, then and only then, I'll contact you. So you could do that, or you could just fully represent yourself.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Fascinating as ever. And lovely to chat with you. Happy
Likewise.
New Year and all the other bits to
thank
all of you.
So much. Have a lovely day.
We'll look forward to speaking in about a month's time.